Hey, everybody, here we are on a Monday. The Monday after, the Monday St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody out there. I'm James. I'm your host of Is This Thing Working? And my co-host over there, the lovely Denise. How are you doing, Denise?
I'm awesome
you are,
every day,
you
though.
You're always awesome, man.
And
I love
that's
that.
That's how I like to start.
Yep.
Welcome to the show, everyone. We got a big, bad, fiery show for you today. Because we are on fire.
We got a lot of information, everything. Man.
I'm telling you, we need to get to it
right away. Things you might not have even known about, too. We're going to give you a little history lesson today, too, man.
That's right.
Or at least I am, anyway.
Yes.
Yeah, I am.
James will.
Yeah, but before we start the show, we want to state that whatever we talk about on here, these are our opinions and our assertions. They are based on fact-based reporting that we research and go to. But the opinions that we give are ours and ours alone. If you like our opinions, man, please hit the like button. Share our show with all your friends.
And if you don't, please share the show with all your friends. Make sure you download the podcast. It pops an hour, usually right after the live show, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Right.
Make sure you join us live Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7 p.m. Central Time on Rumble X.
Getter.
And Getter.
Yep.
And there we go.
We used to do Facebook, but okay, it's Facebook.
And YouTube. I can't.
We do
can't.
YouTube, too.
I just don't
even. So you can find us on YouTube, man. If you're a YouTuber, man, and you want to find us on there, we're on there also.
Yeah, so we are on YouTube as a podcast.
Yeah.
You don't get the live feed, live.
It's just audio.
It's just audio only. But they do make it pretty. So it's really good to look at.
So hey, it's a podcast. You'll be riding down the road. Hopefully you won't be watching it anyway. So
that's exactly right. But you can catch us on YouTube.
Well, we talked about being a holiday today. We've had 3 days of remembrance in the past 3 days over the weekend. I don't know if everybody's even aware of these, but we had on the 15th, which was Saturday, we had the Ides of March. And what are the Ides of March, man? That's March 15th. It's originally was a term used in a Roman calendar to mark the middle of the month, and it became famous as the date that Julius Caesar was assassinated in 44 BC. There you go. And we have today. Today is St. Patrick's Day. And who is St. Patrick? We hear about this in the Irish, so we drink a lot of beer and we all wear green. And that's what we do. But who is St. Patrick? Can a lot of people even answer that? I bet you they can't.
I don't know.
St. Patrick was a 5th century Christian missionary and a bishop in Ireland. He was known for bringing Christianity to the Irish people. He was born in Roman Britain, likely around 387 AD, to a wealthy family. And at about 16 years old, he was captured by the Irish raiders and enslaved in Ireland, where he worked as a shepherd for about 6 years. And during this time, he turned to Christianity and developed a strong faith. And through all of that, he brought Christianity to Ireland itself. There you go.
That's a great story.
So I've said we had 3 days of remembrance. Yes.
What's that other
one? We've had 3 days of remembrance.
You missed
we've
today.
We've had the Ides of March. We've had St. Patrick's Day. And we had Happy 316 Day yesterday.
That's right.
Did everybody know about that? Yeah.
You did, because you told me about it
That's
yesterday.
That's right.
And you made a post on X yesterday.
Yes, I did. And it said, Happy 316 Day, gifts, drink beer and give stunners. And it's in remembrance of Stone Cold Steve Austin, who, if you're a WWE fan, Stone Cold was one of the baddest out there. I don't care. You can say Undertaker, you can say Hogan, but me and most everybody that I know, if you had to give them the top three, they're going to pick Stone Cold Steve Austin. And this is why. And this is how Stone Cold came to Austin 316 came to be. Check this out. And this was back in 1996 at the Royal Rumble, when he beat Jake Roberts. Check this out.
You ain't got what it takes anymore. You sit there and you thump your Bible and you say your prayers and it didn't get you anywhere. Talk about your Psalms. Talk about John 3:16. Austin 3:16 says I just whipped your ass.
There you go.
There you go.
And Stone Cold was born, man.
That's
the Attitude Era became, and that was that man. If you're a WWE fan, that was the ultimate era in in the entertainment business, man. At that point in time, WWE was the biggest thing out there, man.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I thought it was anyway. I was a big wrestling fan. Went to WrestleMania 17. Me and my little brother did down there in Houston. Watched Stone Cold win the belt that night, man. It was pretty cool. Yeah. We had a great time, man.
Yes. I grew up with it. My grandma watched it. In our generation did. We grew up with.
Yeah.
You know, watching.
Yeah.
You know, WWE.
You know, that's cool. Back then, when you had regional wrestling when we were kids, you know, regional, you had the Mid-South and you had the WCCW up in Dallas and you had Houston wrestling. And then you had the East Coast market where Vince McMahon came from. And so what we did down here a lot was watch Houston wrestling every Saturday night, man. It came on Channel 39 out of Houston every Saturday night. And I remember back then, man, we would be in Houston visiting my aunt and uncle down there on West Little York. And we watched wrestling every Saturday we were down there visiting with them, man. That was a big thing to get to set up and watch wrestling with all of them, man. We had a great time.
So much fun, I bet. Yeah.
And then my kids, I kind of kept that tradition going because then when the Attitude Era hit, you know, I was having little pay-per-view parties at the house, or my brother would have them, or my cousin and his wife would have them, and we'd gang all the kids together, and we'd barbecue, and we'd grill, and we'd eat food, and we'd just make an event out of it. We did that all the time. So it was pretty cool.
I remember those days. They were all over. People had kind of like you do with football, tailgating. Yeah. They did it at people's houses.
Yeah.
You know, and they all came together to watch the pay-per-view.
Yeah, it was awesome, man. Yeah.
You know, and they even pitched in. People had to, like, pay to go to some of these places.
Oh, yeah, man. Yep.
So cover charge. That's fun. Yep. That's fun.
Yep. So let's get serious then now. Now that y'all have had a little history lesson and you learned some things.
Yes. Yeah.
Let's get serious because our country is still in a serious situation and we're working toward getting it fixed. But here's some of the things that we got going on. We've got the Epstein file still going on. We got the J6 pipe bomb hoax stuff that needs to be taken care of. Russia collusion. We've got the JFK files that still need to come out, and we heard some news about that.
We sure did. We heard that the JFK files were coming out tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they look like. No other information has come out. But President Trump stated that the JFK files will be out tomorrow. So that's what we know. Those are almost the exact words
I read. Are they going to take the influencers and put them all out there and give them binders again? Are we going to do that? I hope not. Are we going to open it in phases? I hope not. Yeah. It'll probably be the Warren Commission stuff. We already know all that anyway.
We want to know why we can't get... They need to come out and explain to us and be transparent on why we haven't gotten the Epstein files.
Yeah. Oh, the Epstein files? Okay, good. I was fixing to say why we haven't got the JFK files. Because then we all know the truth anyway. Anyway, the biggest...
It came out this weekend, but we had already heard it once before, but Tucker had said that the CIA...
Well, yeah, that's what I was meaning by that a minute ago. We all know the truth anyway. CIA did it.
The CIA did it.
Yeah.
Tucker. But he had... I forget who he was talking to, but he had said that previously at, I believe it was in a speech somewhere.
Yeah.
Because I remember hearing it from before.
Yeah, and it got confirmed by somebody. I can't remember. We'll have to figure that out.
This came out of nowhere. It's nowhere in our content. We're just talking tonight, by the way, guys. So we're just going with it.
That's what I was saying. You know, I mentioned all these other things, Epstein, the JFK, the J6 stuff. All the J6 stuff, the committees and everything, the Russian collusion hoax, and this is big too, the AutoPen scandal. This is huge, man.
This is huge.
This is really huge. I'm telling you, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. The AutoPen, President Trump came out this morning, and this might go all the way to the Supreme Court. But President Trump said the pardons that Sleepy Joe Biden gave to the Unselect Committee of Political Thugs and many others are hereby declared void, vacant, and of no further force or effect because of the fact that they were done by AutoPen.
Yes. It's legal, but He goes on to say, in other words, Joe Biden did not sign them, but more importantly, he did not know anything about them.
That's what you need to hear.
Exactly.
He did not know anything about them. And if you can recall, folks, I know I can recall, and James, because we talked about it on our show, is that Biden came out and said, what pardons?
Yeah, he did.
He was asked a direct question
yes.
about pardoning.
And he said, and what pardons?
And he said, what pardons?
Yep. Sure did.
So this is an important thing yep. for you to remember right there.
And it says the necessary pardoning. He goes on to say that the necessary pardoning documents were not explained to or approved by Biden. He knew nothing about them, and the people that did may have committed a crime. Therefore, those on the unselect committee who destroyed and deleted all evidence obtained during their two-year witch hunt of me and many other innocent people should fully understand that they are subject to investigation at the highest level. The fact is, they were probably responsible for the documents that were signed on their behalf without the knowledge or consent of the worst president in the history of our country, Crooked Joe Biden.
That's right.
It's, you know, it's the same as, and I believe they got a good case. Goes to the Supreme Court. I believe I feel like they've got a really good case based on Biden's cognitive abilities, you know, and you think about this, just like with a will, one of the things that make a will null and void is if a person was not of sound mind when they signed that will. I believe it's the same with auto pen right here. You know what I mean? And then that gets into the cognitive decline of Joe Biden, and that also gets into bringing out and releasing the maybe this DOJ and this AG will do it, but they will release the video of the Robert Hur investigation where he sat there and videoed Joe Biden and
that's,
the questions
yes.
that AG Garland wouldn't turn over and should be in handcuffs for.
100% agree yeah. there, but that's the one thing that has not been talked about yet.
You know it.
You know,
yep.
Where are the Hur tapes?
Yes, where are the Robert Hur tapes? Exactly. So we go on to something else then. We'll go on and keep moving forward with this. Gunther Eagleman. Gunther comes out and says, breaking, this was 3 hours ago, Trump. Breaking, Trump confirmed that they are shooting for the abandoned astronauts to be brought back home tomorrow. And as we know, they landed, they docked last night at 12:07 a.m.
Yes, I watched it. Everyone's out there going, well, we don't know if they were really there. We're
yeah, they're there.
Clips.
Yeah.
It was live
yeah.
when they
docked.
We just
didn't land on the moon.
Yes. We need proof.
We can do this. We can't land on the moon. Yeah. Yeah. But Gunther said, thank you, SpaceX and Elon Musk, for everything you're doing to bring them home. And then President Trump said this, too. He said, and this was his statement on Truth Social. He said, I just spoke with the acting administrator of NASA, Janet Petro. She is coordinating our team of highly respected scientists, space engineers, and various other geniuses who has agreed to let our astronauts come home long prior to the two-week period originally approved by NASA. Janet was great. She said, let's bring them home now, sir. And I thanked her. This began when I asked Elon to go up and get the abandoned astronauts because the Biden administration was incapable of doing so.
Yeah. They shamefully forgot about the astronauts because they considered it to be a very embarrassing event for them.
Yeah. Another thing he said that I inherited from a failed group of incompetence. And he's right. But and Elon said this to Rogan, that it was more of a political decision as to why they left them
yep,
up there. Man.
Because, it made them, it embarrassed them.
Yeah. Hey, you man, know, that, let me tell you something.
That,
you abandoned
and that's
me
how
in,
they were.
You abandoned me in space. When I come back, me and you are talking.
You know, they were only supposed to be there 8 days.
Yes.
And they were ended up yeah. there for 8 months. Yeah. So this has always been my concern is food and that kind of stuff. But
yeah, I'm
think
surprised.
They kept it stocked up there. And I think that's what
yeah,
they went up
you
there
would think
to
that,
do.
Well, considering, you know, that they limit weight and stuff like that, too, you, yes. and, you know, you would think that they would yeah. only have enough for a certain amount of time anyway. You know, I'm just glad they didn't die or just starve to death up there. I guess they did have enough food to last for an event happening, but
Yeah, I'm not really for sure.
But hey, man, good news, they're coming home.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
I guess when they come home. But he goes on to say that they're taking off tomorrow and landing on Wednesday. Exact times will be provided to you. Safety always comes first, and maximum standards are being adhered to. But after 8 long months for a mission that was supposed to be 8 days, it is time. I look forward to seeing Butch and Suni, and thank you again to NASA and Janet Petro.
Awesome.
So we want to thank President Trump, SpaceX, and Elon Musk for bringing our astronauts home.
Yeah, when Joe Biden wouldn't.
Yes.
Yep.
You know, and NASA. NASA did help them come home.
Yeah.
So it's all been a team effort. So we really do appreciate it, and we're going to be watching.
Yeah,
because the whole world is.
Yeah,
going to be watching them come home.
It's gonna be pretty cool.
So let's all pray for everybody.
Right,
that they make it home safe, man.
Yeah,
but then I just have to do a funny before we leave this subject, because I'm just gonna read the title, and you got to tell me who wrote it.
Go ahead.
Federal judge orders astronauts be returned to space station.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
You know who wrote that, right, guys?
Yeah.
That is the Babylon Bee. They know that anything that Trump does or Elon does is going to be stopped by a federal judge. It's just going to happen. Like the one that, you know, just recently tried to stop President Trump.
The plane load of terrorists.
Yeah,
man.
You know, can you believe that?
Yeah.
I mean, and there's a fight going on right now because President Trump was supposed to be in court at a hearing at this judge.
Yeah.
This today judge, at 4.
Yeah, this judge thinks he has a gall to just do this, man, and think that
and
everybody's going to like
no
pay
one
attention
showed
to
up.
It.
And the judge is mad.
Well,
he's like shooting out orders
cares,
and all
man.
Kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
I'm
who
like
cares,
watching this
man.
Go on my phone as the show is
Connie
happening.
Judge. And yeah, who cares, man? I'd ignore him too. Yeah.
Well, they refused to answer the question if any other flights have left. That was there were several questions that they had to answer by 4 p.m., you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
And so President Trump didn't answer that one. They refused to tell.
It's none of their business.
No, it isn't.
Yeah. It's none
of
his business.
It's none of his business what the President of the United States is doing. None of his business.
Because he has no authority over the President of the United States.
No, he does not. He can't tell the President.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's that. What is she called? Democracy by governance.
Yes.
Yep. That's what that is. Yeah. Communism.
That's and they want the judges to be the one to
tell
you yay or nay if you could live your free life, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and that's not what we want.
Nope.
Judges do not rule America.
Well, and what should happen, and we talk about this all the time, and we're always talking about solutions to this or that. I think that would be a good solution is, hey, start impeaching these judges.
Yes.
Get serious drag their ass in there and go, look, you got to go.
You know what I
found
out?
You can stand on your little moral ground, your little principle, common ground all you want, but when we tell you you're impeached, you got to go.
That's
get
right.
out of there.
Well, you know what's going to happen is I heard today Mike Davis, I know you've heard us talk about him quite a bit, but he was on Steve Bannon's War Room today, and he was talking about, he made it slip, by the way, that there is legislation going on right now that he's working with the Senate to rearrange the federal judicial system.
Good.
So there's a lot of things that they're thinking about doing. These judges that are coming and being
lower court judges,
being activists,
mm-hmm.
are pretty soon going to be doing street crime. They're going to be moving them around.
Well, good.
Instead of, you know, being in one place and, you know, being over the judiciary
right.
of the lower courts.
Right.
You know, it's going to be real interesting to watch what they do because they're fighting back. That's the only way to do it.
Yeah. I think an easier solution is just impeach them and throw them out of there and put somebody else in their place.
We can get them down to, you know, they'd be doing night court.
Yeah. Get them to night court. Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Think about it. Yeah. That would be like the worst humiliation. That's worse than being fired.
Where they deal with just the drug addicts and the hookers.
Yes. Yeah. That's it. Just put them down to night court and move on.
Right.
There's also something that was trending everywhere today, and that was Elon Musk in the podcast of called Verdict. It's Texas Senator Ted Cruz. And his partner, I'm sorry if I don't know his name, Garrett, or it's, anyway, I don't know his name. I feel bad. Anyway, but I have a 2-minute video here that we want you to listen to, and then we'll talk about it, because you really have to hear. This is what segment I'm going to call Doge. This is about Doge.
Oh, it's Doge Watch.
Doge Watch.
Like we used to have Man and Watch. Now we have Doge Watch.
Now we have Doge Watch.
I'm down.
So here we go. Let's listen to a bit of what's happening.
This is Ted Cruz, Elon Musk, and the little redheaded guy. I don't know his name either. We'll figure it out.
I feel bad.
We'll figure it out.
Yes.
Tell us about computer licenses and government agencies.
Yeah, so most of what Doge is finding, you don't need to be Sherlock Holmes. Okay, it's very obvious, basic stuff. So in every government department, I say every because we've not yet found a single exception, there are far too many software licenses and media subscriptions, meaning many more software licenses and media subscriptions than there are humans in the department.
Like you were saying, like an agency with 15,000 people might have 30,000 licenses.
Yes.
And even of the 15,000 employees, a good chunk of them hadn't used the license, had never logged on or used the application.
Yes. We found entire situations of software licenses or media subscriptions where there were zero logins.
Wow. So it had and yet we were paying for it.
Yes. So the government was paying for thousands of licenses of software or media subscriptions. And no one had ever logged in even once.
Because they're credit cards. You found the same thing with government credit cards.
We found that there are twice as many credit cards as there are humans.
I
still don't have a good explanation for why this is the case. And these are $10,000 limit cards. So it's a lot of money.
Is it incompetence that you're finding, or is this like the biggest money laundering scheme in the history of the world that you're finding?
Look, I think it's mostly... If you say, look, what's the waste to fraud ratio?
Yeah.
In my opinion, it's like 80% waste, 20% fraud. But you do have these sort of gray areas.
Yeah.
So example
would be, so we saw a lot of payments going out of Treasury that had no payment code and no explanation for the payment. And then we'd try to figure out what that payment is, and we'd see that, okay, that contract was supposed to be shut off. But someone forgot to shut off that contract, and so the company kept getting money.
Wow.
Now, is that waste or fraud?
Yeah, both.
Both?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, both. You're getting something you're not supposed to get.
You're not supposed to get it, but the government sent it to you, and nobody from the government asked for it back.
Yes. So the things that they do in these continuing resolutions is just continue things that should have been canceled years ago.
Right.
Because they do everything in like 5 or 10 year windows, if you haven't ever noticed. And it's gotten to such a point where they just don't cancel things that are finished, okay, that are over with.
Right.
And it's just unbelievable to me.
And
is it fraud or waste?
That's right.
What is it?
It's both. It's both. It has to be both.
Incompetence. It can't just be incompetence.
It can't just be incompetence. If you've got 15,000 people, what's the odds of it just being incompetence? Don't you think if everybody was on the up and up, the incompetence would take care of itself, because you'd have some honest people that were sitting there going, hey, man, you know, we're paying out money to this for nothing. Why have you been doing this all this time? And he's like, I don't know. I'm just an idiot. Well, you're not going to do this anymore. Stop that. That should solve that problem, correct? But it continued on, just like he said. Is it waste or is it fraud? It's both.
Yeah, and I wonder about this, that the government has gotten so out of control big that even our Congress could not oversight it. And then if you really noticed, I don't know when all of a sudden the Congress became a committee.
Right.
Place where they just had committees to investigate instead of working on the people's government.
Right.
Which is their job, which is what they're elected to do.
Right. But that's because they take kickback and bribe money and stuff from.
And why do we have to keep adding things? Why can't we stop adding things?
I get it. Yeah.
We don't need to add nothing else.
Waste. Yep, that would be waste.
That's what I just don't understand.
Yep.
You cannot continue to keep adding and then expect to cut anything.
And that goes back to the question then, okay, these people like at the Treasury Department that was doing this, was this incompetence? Or were they in on it? Then again, ask that same question about Congress. Is it incompetence? Or is it waste and fraud? You see, it's waste and fraud. When I say both,
it's like no one cared.
Right?
They really did not care where the money went. Who's contacting these people?
Were these congressmen getting kickbacks from this too? Say if one of them found out about that and they wanted to do a committee and open an investigation, and all of a sudden they go over there and go, "Hey, man, don't bring this out. You know, if you do." You know what I mean?
We'll just make sure you get a percentage of that money.
We'll give you 10. We'll give you 10. We'll give you 20%. You know, whatever. I don't know, you know, but.
It's just amazing to me that these senators and House members have been there for 50 years.
They act like they're just clueless.
Mm-hmm. Or they say nothing.
Right. Or they say nothing
while they screw you.
And me. Yeah, and you and our tax money.
Our tax money.
Yep.
Is this thing working?
Rise up.